And now this is a dictation. For Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Moore, M-O-O-R-E, January 2362. Address as a letter to Scott, S-C-O-T, Kasning, K-A-S-T-N-I-N-G, P-A-C, 842-1110. Dear Mr. Kasning, consultation for Mrs. Moore for low magnesium. I saw her in person. She has chronic diarrhea dated back more than 20 years at the time of gallbladder surgery. The stools are never formed. At the same time, they are not severely runny. She has magnesium problems for a period of time, years. Intermittently has received intravenous iron. Insurance will not pay for oral replacement. Prior colonoscopies has shown benign polyps, no malignancy. Few weeks ago, she saw a small amount of hematochezia. She denies having any hemorrhoidals. There is no abdominal pain. Weight is stable, eating well, no vomiting dysphagia. She has chronic back pain from prior back surgeries. They are talking about a third surgery, Dr. Spencer, S-P-E-N-C-E-R. Prior surgery is complicated with sounds like inflammatory changes, infection, and spinal cord compression. Urine without infection, cloudiness, or blood. She takes diuretics because of edema. Edema appears stable. Supposed to be doing salt restriction. She has dyspnea at rest and on activity. Prior heavy smoker, discontinued 4 years ago. Uses oxygen 3 liters at night, sometimes during daytime. No purulent material hemoptysis, no recent chest pain or palpitations, denies any syncope. Review system otherwise has been negative. Next paragraph. The past medical history for anemia with prior blood transfusions, question iron deficiency, arthritis, mostly on lower lumbar area, prior surgery, smoker, COPD, respiratory failure, oxygen, obesity, hypoxemia, depression, anxiety, congestive heart failure, apparently low ejection fraction, esophageal reflux, decreased hearing, bilateral AIDS, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, migraines, silent coronary artery disease, no invasive procedure has been done, did not require bypass angioplasty stent, does have a defibrillator on the left costal area, neuropathy from diabetes, sleep apnea CPAP machine, long-term diabetes without documented retinopathy, no foot ulcers, next paragraph, surgeries, right ankle surgery, appendix, gallbladder, back surgery times 2, the second one because of complications, spinal cord compression, patient used the word, her body was rejecting the hardware material. A defibrillator on the left lower chest, a number of colonoscopies, right-sided benign ganglion removed on the wrist, uterus including tubes and ovaries for fibroid, no malignancy, tonsils, adenoids, tube ligation. Next paragraph, reported side effects to latex and a surgical mesh. Next paragraph, she starts smoking in her teenage years, discontinue about 4 years, used to smoke 2 packs per day. Next paragraph, heavy alcohol and from teenagers until 35 years old. Next paragraph, patient has one sister, which apparently has also low magnesium, two brothers not affected. Patient has a son, 43 years old, without problems, a daughter, 40 years old, with also low magnesium, although prior bariatric surgery. Her daughter has a daughter, which is 21 years old, and apparently also low magnesium. Next paragraph, present medications. Includes metformin, Lipitor, nortriptyline, aspirin, allopurinol, losartan, Prozac, Lyrica, bisoprolol, albuterol, Carafate, Crestor, thyroid replacement, Lasix, Enoro, A-N-O-R-O inhaler, Trulicity. Next paragraph, weight 262, height 67 pounds, blood pressure 108.56 on the right, 106.56 on the left. She's a tall, large, obese person, minor decreased hearing, normal speech, normal eye movements, no facial asymmetry, minor JBD, no palpable neck masses of thyroid, no lymph nodes, distant breast sounds, probably emphysema ear trapping, but I do not hear RAL wheezes or consolidation pleural effusion, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap gallop, obesity of the abdomen, she wears a brace, no gross palpable masses, cannot palpate internal organs, does have evidence of peripheral vascular disease, 1+ edema, stasis changes on lower extremities, her mobility restricted by back pain and the brace. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries. Is from February. Calcium was running low, although that needs to be corrected for albumin. Magnesium running low at 1.1. She's been as low as 0.9. Prior sodium potassium acid base normal. Elevated alkaline phosphatase transaminases. Normal ferritin, anemia 11.1, normal white blood cell, low platelets 105. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Patient has low magnesium, which is not a new problem, presently not symptomatic. She has a number of potential risk factors. Including the use of diuretics. The long-term exposure to Prilosec, although just discontinued a week ago. The chronic diarrhea from prior gallbladder surgery, as well as potentially medications, including metformin. Question a number of family members affected by the same process. I don't have a way to document if that's necessarily true or how bad it is. We are going to measure the urine excretion of magnesium to try to narrow down the pathophysiology of this entity, whether it's gastrointestinal losses or renal losses. She will stay off the Prilosec for the time being. She could use alternative medication for severe reflux, for example, Pepcid or Zantac. She already is on Carafate. She has preserved kidney function, normal electrolyte acid base. There has been isolated low calcium that needs to be reassessed. She has also abnormalities on liver function, which could be related to her body size and fatty liver. I reviewed notes from hematology oncology about the anemia and thrombocytopenia. They believe is related to an enlargement of the spleen, previously documented around 16. There is, however, no documented history of cirrhosis or changes related to that, no documented ascites, portal hypertension, or gastropathy. Blood pressure at this moment is in the low side. I did not change any other medications. She continued management all other issues. Potentially might be able to use amiloride if there is any renal wasting. According to records, her last ejection fraction was 40%. There has been no firing of the defibrillator. We will follow with you, end of dictation.